No game to react to this past weekend, of course, but it was nice to sit out and watch everybody else make a mess of it, right? I'm Jeff, there's Tom. A brief edition of the Scuttlebucks, just checking in with you at the beginning of the week. Of course, we had a lengthy one at the end of last week, but I think it's fun to go ahead and point out here a little bit, Tom, a couple of things that went the Bucks' way. First of all, the Bucks are getting healthy. Sean Murphy Bunting should be back and ready to go.
That's so big.
Yeah, that is big. And apparently he looks good. Read two articles today from people who would be in the know saying that he looked good, ready to go. Also looks like they're going to be able to have Richard Sherman back too. So they're getting healthy in the secondary. Sorely needed. That's good news. The other piece of good news is take a look around the league, man. Kansas City knocks off Green Bay 13-7. And an advertisement for how much trouble Green Bay is going to be in if Aaron Rodgers leaves. A little 13-7 action will hurt your feelings. That's not our concern. Not overly worried about that, just that Green Bay lost, which is a good thing. It is also a good thing to note that the Rams fell in a game that was rather improbable and were kind of manhandled, by the way. 28-16 to the Tennessee Titans. By the way, are the Tennessee Titans the most likable team in terms of that kind of fight, that kind of what for every week? I'm not a Titans fan, but damn it, man, I admire that. So thank you for knocking off the Rams. So the Bucks benefited not just with those two games, but let's not forget Dallas got blown out by Denver. So there we go, yet another game. Because what we're doing now is we're looking very closely the second half of the season coming out of the bye. Where do you stand? Well, the Cowboys are now 6-2. The Packers are now 7-2. The Bucks are 6-2. The Cardinals still at 8-1 are a team that you have to worry about, but the Rams fell to 7-2. So that's good news. Go win some football games, boys. And if they do, you've got a real shot, as long as the Cardinals stumble somewhere along the way, of maybe perhaps having home field.
Judging by the noise in the system up at Green Bay, it looks like they're fading. If you're just looking for who are we contending with for the number one overall seed, Aaron Rodgers won't be available to be back with that team until Saturday of this week. They get a bit of a reprieve that they're playing Seattle with Geno Smith, presumably. Although, no, the pin is out of Russell Wilson's hand, right?
Yeah, so. God removed the pin.
That's correct. Yes, nobody else. No. There is
Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, Russell hears that voice every day.
Correct, yes. I'm making fun of Russell Wilson, not religion.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
One thing we can't make fun of is BillCurry4.com, which is your source for the best inventory of F-150s, new and pre-owned Mustangs, you name it, one mile north of Raymond James Stadium. It's Tampa's first family of Fords, Bill Curry Ford, and we appreciate GM Sean Sullivan for his support of talk about Tampa Bay sports. It's been the Joe Bolts fan in past years. It's been the Scuttlebucks now for, what, going on 3 years?
Yeah.
Right here on JoeBucksFan.com's podcast network. Our thanks to Sean Sullivan and the folks at Bill Curry Ford. But I'm looking at Green Bay's schedule, and they've still got matchups with, I mean, the Vikings game would be live, you know, just given what Minnesota's offense can do. They're playing the Rams, they play the Ravens, they play the Browns, among others, down the stretch. That Arizona was able to win with Colt McCoy at quarterback and pull away from a disaster of a franchise that is San Francisco. How quickly did that come apart?
Yeah.
God.
Real problems there. Yeah.
I'm starting to look at Arizona's schedule now and say, well, all right. I think we really are looking at one more loss at most, or else the bye will not be ours.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you there. I have not looked ahead at Arizona's schedule, but yeah, it's tough too. And when you consider, by the way, that the Bucs still have, you know, listen, at some point you're going to have to beat the Saints in the regular season. It certainly seems possible now. It was good. That's the game I didn't mention. I should have, with Atlanta almost blowing that game and then coming back to win it. The Saints got hurt, but that entire division, I did not know this, but if you pull up the playoff seedings right now, the entire division, the entire NFC South would be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But the point is, it's probably a little bit tougher task to go through this rest of the season with just one more loss. And you know, we'll see. I mean, again, I like the Bucks if they're healthy, to be favored in every game save for one, and that's the Bills game.
So here's Arizona's remaining schedule, and we'll break down the Bucks game with Washington on the road. I did look at Landover, Maryland, and its weather forecast for later in the week. It's just going to be cold, nothing crazy, because it can get soupy up there, and it could really change the script of how you play a football game, but it doesn't look like anything crazy so far is happening up there in the DMV area. Arizona's remaining schedule. They play the Panthers this weekend. That's an easy win. They go on the road to Seattle in 2 weeks. All right, that's
we'll
live.
We'll see.
They go on the road to Chicago. No, that's a win for Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
They host the Rams. Big football game. That looks like it is a Monday night football game. All right. All right. Then they go to Detroit. Nope. No problem. They host Indy. Maybe. I don't know. That's the NFL being the NFL if the Cardinals lose to the Colts at home.
Yeah.
In week 17, which is not the final week of the NFL season anymore, Arizona travels to play Dallas.
Let's go,
How
Cowboys!
About that for an interesting football game with playoff implications on the line? That's January 2nd, a 1 p.m. kick between the Cardinals and the Cowboys, and then they close out the season hosting Seattle. So of that slate that they have remaining, maybe four games are in doubt at most, probably three. Three is the number. So they need to lose at least one of those, but probably you needed them to go 1-2 in that stretch.
Well,
or
the funny,
two, yeah, 1-2.
You know, listen, the Buffalo Bills just lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday, so I don't know. I mean, you got to go play good football or you can get beat by anybody. I know it's unlikely, and we're basing it on percentages and all of that sort of stuff, but Arizona could drop a game that we don't see there, and if the Bucs are healthy, they're not going to lose football games. We've seen this. I don't think they will. I think that they're good enough, elite enough on offense to carry the day, even if the defense is average. And the defense can be good when it's healthy. We've seen that, certainly. I just need everybody to be ready to go by season's end as we go to the playoffs. These next few weeks are going to be about taking care of your business and staying healthy, knock on wood. You can't control all that, I understand, but you can control whether or not you play good football. So this has probably been really good for the Bucs. They were beat up and needed the bye. I think they were tired mentally and physically. You get guys back now. Let's go button it up and go play some good football.
We talked about it on Friday. One of the keys to the second half of the season is to see an improvement out of Devin White week to week.
Yep.
You got to see consistency.
That's my guy,
there.
And he just hasn't played well.
I saw reports today out of Tampa that AB is still in a walking boot. So, you know, he's just got to take his time, however long that is. It would be nice to get Scotty Miller back into the fold, put some things on film before the end of the season. Because you want that burner over the top. Scotty Miller.
To get Gronk back, frankly. I mean, that guy is a difference maker in every way.
Yeah, well, and especially in the red zone.
Yeah.
You know, of all the things that you have to account for when you play Tampa, you have to account for Gronk in the red zone. And that opens up easier matchups for other guys. But I think, again, and this is a bit of a broken record, it's hard not to be a broken record about some talking points with the Bucs because we're really good. There's little doubt about how good this team can be. But one of the important things that's happened the last few weeks is that it appears there is a greater chemistry between Tom Brady and Mike Evans. When he was forced to find Mike Evans was still getting open and still making some plays. That's important because that confidence down the stretch is going to be, it's going to parlay itself into third and seven, Mike's in singles, they're bracketing Antonio, they're bracketing Gronk, and you got to go find 13. We don't do that very often. I think we feel better about that now than we did before.
That relationship definitely improved, and Evans has made some really tough catches, so I got to give him credit because he does drop his share of easy catches, but he makes some really difficult catches, and you know, Tom does feel very comfortable there. I think Tom feels comfortable with a lot, you know, most of the receivers in this group.
He likes Tyler Johnson in key situations.
He does. So I feel Tom is really obviously very comfortable with almost everybody. We know he started to like Scotty Miller late last year, so let's see if Scotty comes back healthy and stretches the field for us. And you know, look, at the end of the day, this offense is why you believe the Bucs can win back-to-back Super Bowls. It's not the defense. The defense can be good. I don't think the defense is going to be elite. But we do think this offense is going to be and can be and has been at times very elite. It's just too many weapons.
That's interesting you say that because I think this defense can still be elite. When you get your defensive backs back into the fold, they understand the bowl system, they can play it more aggressive, they can play up closer to the line of scrimmage, that makes your pass rush even better.
Oh,
and the pass
course.
Rush has it. The first month of the season, we were saying, guys, I know you're getting around the quarterback, but you're not getting the quarterback to the ground. This has been a lot better, what we've seen out of Shaq Barrett. He's responded to the challenge.
He has.
JPP, again, said it last week, but if he doesn't need to practice and he stays in physical, you know, good physical condition,
yeah,
fine. He's a gamer. He's ready to go on Sundays. But you combine that healthy secondary with what this front four has appeared to do. The funny thing is, at that point, you're looking at Devin White saying, are you going to get exposed in coverage? Because that would be the first place I'd circle as an opponent. We need to isolate matchups against Devin White. And that's crazy person talk if you're just only going on last postseason.
Yeah, well, in the postseason, he really elevated his game along that front. There's no doubt. But it has been a weakness of his game since he came into the league. I think we're always going to be looking very closely at that. That is the one area where he can be taken advantage of. He's a great player, and I mean, we're getting nitpicky, as you've pointed out. That's all you can really do with the Bucs. They've got a very good roster. They haven't been healthy yet. I'm excited to see a really healthy Tampa Bay team. And you know, maybe they can become elite on defense. You might be right about that. They certainly were at the end of last year. I just don't think that the caliber of players that we're talking about on the back end, even when healthy, are elite players. So, you know, at corner.
Individually, no. But in the concept of what we do.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not looking at them like it's the Rams defensive back.
Right. Nobody there is Jalen Ramsey.
Correct.
Yes.
But as aggressive as this team is, that allows you to play free as a corner.
Are you going to get Carlton Davis back? You know, we're still waiting on him, you know, and so hopefully that happens.
But then, yeah, you're looking at where, you know, Ross Cockrell's probably your fourth best defensive back, or Richard Sherman, because you've got Dean, Murphy Bunting, and Davis back with your two safeties over the top. I know I'm just reading off the depth chart in the preseason, but you know what? We haven't seen that actually out. Week to week.
I know. From day one, going into the season, we were like, man, secondary's all banged up.
Yeah, even, you know, Carlton played opening night, but he had the hammy issue, and then Murphy Bunting went out before halftime, I think it was, with the compound fracture to his arm. So, yeah.
Bottom line is, we're excited. We know you're excited. We can't wait to be here and document it for you, with you, and talk about it every week. We'll do that. Again, coming off of a weekend in which the Bucks did not play, we're just checking in a little bit here, letting you know that we will look ahead later in the week with an opportunity to talk about the Bucks.
Yeah, I got to tell you real quick before we close out, that felt like a win yesterday.
We
didn't play a football game, and I felt like the Buccaneers won. I mean, you could argue that they did, but I actually, as a fan, felt like, well, this was a good-ass Sunday.
I couldn't believe it. Every time a team got beat, I went, check, check, check. So the Saints lose. I mean, and there they came all the way back, looked like they were going to win the game, and then the Falcons go down and get the big play, and check, we needed that. That's good to see. Then you see Dallas getting shut out 30-0 well into the fourth quarter or whatever that was, and you're sitting there going, what in the world's going on there? They lose 30-16 or whatever it turned out to be. And then you see the Rams last night. You're like, really? You're going to lose at home to the Titans without Derrick Henry? Wow. Oh, okay, thank you very much. The only other thing that could have happened that would have been really, really beneficial for the Bucs is if somehow
San Francisco won.
Yeah, if they could have knocked off Arizona. But listen, again, I'll worry about that. Green Bay losing was another great thing. Just go win your football games. You're going to be fine. Something tells me Arizona will drop another game or two, and I could be wrong on that, but something tells me they will have their moments. This is a veteran club here in Tampa with the all-time greatest quarterback, who is a prepared monster when it comes to, you know, no stone unturned in preparation. So I think he'll get his guys ready to go. Once they're back healthy, we should be, I think, able to win all these games, save for the Buffalo game. And even then, we just saw them lose to the freaking Jaguars yesterday. So I'm not going to chalk that up as a loss.
Yeah, 9 points were enough for Jacksonville over that Buffalo offense, which had been mowing people down. They were the team that wasn't afraid to go score 40 every week.
No, I know.
I don't know what's happened there. And I'll leave one more stat that I read. I didn't verify myself, but I believe it's correct, that in the last 3 weeks, if you're going by fantasy football points, Josh Johnson, yes, that Josh Johnson, has produced more fantasy football points than Patrick Mahomes. The Buccaneers broke Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yes, we did.
You can say it.
Yes, we did. We broke them.
13. They tried to lose that game yesterday against Jordan Love.
They did try to lose that game. Yes, they did. And it would have bothered me because I may or may not have had a little coin on Kansas City.
That was leg two. So the Hard Rock book yesterday was effing up. You saw that, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Completely. It wasn't paying people out on time.
Yeah,
they weren't doing the early cash outs. I might have thought of the early cash out, you know, at 13-7 if I could have gotten it because it was a leg two of the parlay.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it wouldn't give me the option. I'm like, all right, we're letting it ride.
Let it ride. Come on, boy.
Come on, Jordan Love. Don't pull some rabbit out of your butt, please.
Our thanks to Bill Curry Ford, as always, and JoeBucksFan.com. Our thanks to all of you. For Tom Lang, I'm Jeff Cameron. Thanks for listening. Go Bucks. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Buy a Bill Curry Ford today and score big.